Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
It's Saturday morning. Right. You're ready to get working.
Here we go.
That's right. You're tuned in to Lou.
Yes, I was just wondering, this Mr. I'll come over and help spray, prime, and paint your wrought iron railing?
And how smart's radio?
No. That's coming up later on.
He may not be knocking on your door anytime soon. You know, social distancing. But he sure will help you now over these radio airwaves.
What time are you going to be here?
All you have to do is call. Here's your host, Lou Manfredini, and How Smart's Radio.
Hey, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm. When you get the blues,
hi.
Get a rock and roll feeling in your bones. Put taps on your toes and get gone, get a rhythm. When you get the blues.
It's Lou Manfredini. This is House Smart Radio.
Boy,
this hour of our show is sponsored by
town.
Ace Hardware and by Arnold Electric Services. Good morning, Don. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Lindsay.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, nice to have you guys here. Beautiful day this morning, and we're ready to rock and roll on Labor Day weekend. We were talking earlier this morning, Lindsay and I, about how it's the end of summer. Now, Joe, you said the Kentucky Derby's on. I wish everybody could see my bonnet that I have on, a really nice hat on.
Let me tell you.
Right.
It's cute.
And what if you can see, I mean, this is radio, so I'll try and describe it. It's a wide-brimmed hat. It's all in camouflage. And then I have a flower, but the flower is in the shape of a wood awl. And so it's kind of a colorful wood awl, you know, the point coming out and then the knob at the top. But then there's little sprigs of, like, wood sticking out of it. So it looks really nice. So, what do you think?
Are you going to put that in your mint julep later?
Correct. I'm going to put that in my mint julep, and it'll be great.
That was very, very descriptive. You're seriously wearing that right now?
What's that?
That was so descriptive. Are you really wearing that right now?
Obviously. Yeah, right now. Right now. Yeah. I mean, it's a Kentucky
Derby. You did. That was like... Were you looking at something? Where did you just pull that out of?
I just made it.
That was
it's great.
Wow.
It's good radio.
It's good radio. It's like remember there was years ago there was a thing about, you know, where they're comparing television and radio, and some guy does a, it's like an old bit where he's like, you know, imagine the thundering planes coming overhead and you hear the sound of the planes, and you know it's theater of the mind, right?
That's right.
And, I forgot to mention that my hat also has a little strap that goes under my chin. And then the little knob.
Now you're just showing off.
No. Now the little knob that you draw up, you know, so it's tight, so the wind doesn't blow it away. That knob is the House Smart logo.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Right? People, the phone calls are just...
Branding.
Really coming in.
The branding.
We want to hear more about this hat.
Come on. 877...
Hey.
What?
You know that I love the Derby, though. I think that
you love
the
Derby.
Next
Wait,
hours,
have you been to the Derby?
In the next 3 hours, I would like the four of us. I mean, just like in a break or whenever we have some time, everyone has to pick a horse. And then,
how about Bob Ferguson? How about the five of us? No love
Sorry.
For Bob.
Ugh,
come on.
Thank you very much for just making me feel.
Bob just texted me and said
the
my
five
hat
of
looks
us.
Great. Hey, keep going.
I'm
going
to text you too in a minute.
Bob's got his hat on right now, and he was just so distraught when he didn't hear his name.
Hey, by the way, and Lindsay, you don't even know this. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, I'm going to have a special guest in studio.
Oh.
Mike Jakubowski is going to join us, Joe Brand's new best buddy.
Oh, I can't
What hat is he going to wear?
Well, he'll have a hat on. It'll be a giant hat because he has the head of the size of a truck. Anyway, and that's not a negative thing. He just has a very large melon. But listen to this. Are any of you familiar with an organization called Skills USA? Anybody?
Yes.
I know you are. Anybody? No?
Can't say I
Okay,
am.
So Skills USA is an organization where a lot of manufacturers and contractors and people in the trades, it's a training platform for young people about jobs in the trades, okay? So it's a really good organization. There's competitions. My buddy Mike, who's now an industrial arts teacher at Hampshire High School, takes kids down. There's a huge competition each year. I don't know what's going to happen this year, but it's there. And he takes kids down there. on Monday, you know Carhartt, the workwear clothing company?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Good jackets.
Okay. Cool jackets and all this workwear and stuff like that. And they are going to, if you buy stuff online all day on Monday, all the proceeds from any online purchases on Monday are going to go to Skills USA. Not a portion, all. Isn't that cool?
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Because they're in the business of Labor Day, right? They're in the business of providing clothing for the people that work hard every day outside with their hands and everything. So Mike's going to come by in studio, and we're going to talk a little bit about Skills USA and what they do with this program. So that's coming up a little bit.
And more clothes?
Right.
Awesome.
Well, I do have a Carhartt hat that I could wear.
Carhartt bonnet.
I'll describe that a little bit later on.
Sweet.
I think I gave it to
you. Did you?
Didn't I? For Alaska, because like that's a big thing in Alaska.
Oh, now she's
obviously
all,
now really she, now she's meant all, a lot to you.
Which Carhartt hat did you give me?
The one with the really sweet, sincere note.
I think you gave it to Carmen. I've seen your daughter in it a couple times. I think you gave it.
Oh, right. She stole the hat. That's why I don't remember. The hat is now gone. Because that was a really cool hat. And she really loved it. And and now I don't have it anymore.
Dad, can I have this hat?
Pick a
horse.
Sure,
I don't know where I got it. Yeah.
Pick a horse. Okay. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568. Let's go to your phone calls right now and see if we can help some people out. This, our first caller, by the way, is sponsored by bathfitter.com/Lou. It's a Jim in Lamont. Hey, Jim, good morning.
Phone calls right now.
Oh, there he is. There he is. I get to listen to my show again. Hey, Jim.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How may I help you?
I have a question on sprinklers. Just one very small section of my sprinklers does not pop up. So I think that's a break in the line. Could that be true?
Well, it could be. But now, have you ever worked on this sprinkler system at all?
Pardon me, say that one more time, please.
Have you ever worked on this sprinkler system at all? You know how in the grass somewhere you've got these green sort of round or rectangular covers that are part of the sprinkler system?
Yes, but I never really worked on them. One turns on, but it doesn't go up, and all the water just flows out of it, and the rest of that's about three other sprinklers
in
that.
Oh, so in that zone, the other, like there's four sprinklers, three of them work, but the other one is just bubbling over.
Only one works, and the other three do not.
Only one works. Oh, okay. And there's no water coming out of there whatsoever. So if that's the case, then there could be, well, let me ask you this. You know where that box is in the grass that I'm talking about? Near those sprinklers?
Yes.
Okay, where that box is compared to that first sprinkler is the one that's working closest to the box.
It could be. It could be.
Okay, then there could be and that sprinkler, as far as you know, is working just fine.
It's working, but it doesn't pop up. It doesn't have the pressure to go up.
Okay. So yeah, you could have a busted line, or you could have a fitting that came loose, because that's all balanced out with the pressure. If you're getting water from that one, and that's the closest one to the box has the solenoid that opens and closes the zones, and it feeds that, and it's balanced out so that they all pop up and do their job. So if you're only getting one, it could be a clog in the system right at that point. And what I would tell you to do, are you going to try and do this yourself, Jim, to try and fix it?
Well, I already kind of going to use an irrigation system guy.
Okay. Well,
or you call for service.
Yeah. So I would just, they're going to dig it up and they're going to find out where the break is, and they're probably just going to patch the busted line or fix a couple of busted heads and you'll be done.
Okay, but the last question is, it's almost September, so I think I'm going to put it off until next year and just have my lines blown out. I think I may just do that.
Well,
what do you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that we've got a little bit of time to water the grass. And so, You got to go all through September, and if you're going to blow it all out when the guy comes in here, then what are you going to do when that grass dries out? You know,
I'll wait till next year.
All right. Well, I mean, if you're fine with that and just go with Mother Nature to water it, sure. Why not? I mean, it's a little early. Most of the time, you know, October is when people do that, but you could certainly have the person do that and then make a note that I've got a problem with this one zone, and when they come in the spring to start it all up, they'll fix it then.
Thank you.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. 877-2134-LOU is our phone number. Mm-hmm. Hey, warmer weather in Chicagoland means it's home improvement season. ComEd wants you to know that electricity can jump from a power line to you and to the tools you're using. So always maintain a safe distance from any power lines when you climb up on a ladder to work on or in and around your home. If you can't keep a safe distance, you can call ComEd at 1-800-EDISON-1 and have them de-energize the line. I love that you could call, come in and say, yeah, hello, I'd like you to just de-energize my line. I just think that's a fun thing to say. Hey, they want your next commercial or DIY project to be successful. And most importantly, safe, stay smart, stay safe, stay back. ComEd, powering lives. 724 in the morning, 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines now. This is Marnie in St. Charles. Hi, Marnie, you're on WGN. Oh, there she is. Everybody's listening to the radio. You know why? Because when they listen to the show on the phone, they can't hear the show, so they don't like that. Marnie? Hello, Marnie.
Yes.
Hi there.
Good morning.
Hi, how may I help you?
Hi. Okay, so we're looking at doing a few updates to our kitchen, and I have some countertop questions. So I'm not opposed to putting laminate in. I feel like nobody does that anymore, but I found one that I really like. But my question is, can you still do an undermount sink with laminate counters? I seem to be reading conflicting information.
You can. It wouldn't be my first choice.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing in your kitchen?
Flooring, countertops. We're keeping the cabinets, new appliances.
Is the reason you would do a laminate top just for budget?
That's probably the main thing. I just know I can do it a lot less expensive,
right.
And I know they have some kind of cool ones out there now, and I found one I really liked.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to doing quartz or something, but
so here's the thing with
I really wanted the undermount sink.
Okay, with an undermount sink, yes, you can do it with. With a laminate top, but long term, it's not the right choice. Because think about it. Okay, it's a wood. It's a wood substrate material. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And if water gets underneath there, it starts to expand and bubble, and that's going to pull the laminate, and that's just not going to. It's just not going to be good.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you can, then a quartz material, which will cost a little more, okay, mm-hmm. is a better way to go. And there are some affordable quartz materials out there for sure.
Okay.
And that would be the better.
Right.
I mean, the fact that you're saying, I really want an undermount sink. So let that be your guiding principle. And here's the other thing, too. Marnie, plan with the house? Like, you're going to do this kitchen, and hey, we're going to hopefully be here the next 10 years.
5 to 10 years, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That quartz countertop that you choose is still going to look really nice in 5 to 10 years. That laminate top might be a little worn and a little dated. Mm-hmm. And when you go to sell the house, because you're probably not going to want to redo all this again, it will come back to pay you back.
Okay.
All right.
And then I have a question about wood as well. We have a separate area that has a large peninsula on it, and I was considering to do wood there. It's away from water and everything. But I'm not sure what the best way to treat it would be. Would it be just to oil it or some sort of poly?
Mineral oil. So with a wood...
Mineral
so,
oil.
And I mean, are you going to... Are you going to use this? You're not using it to like chop on like a commercial thing,
no.
Are you?
No.
Okay. No. All right. So, yeah, just mineral oil. Put it on there. It'll look great. And then probably once a month, you take a little mineral oil and you wipe it with a rag before you go to bed at night so it absorbs in. And then you wipe it in the morning and you're good to go. And that'll keep the wood moisturized. It'll keep the wood from expanding and contracting too much when you get water on there. And it'll lessen the chance of it cracking on the ends.
Will that change the color? Because I sort of want a dark colored wood. Will it cause it to become dark?
No. If it's dark already, you're fine. No, it's fine.
Okay.
No, it's all clear. And you won't have a problem, okay?
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Hey, we got your information, by the way. We're going to send you out a House Smarts radio hat sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling, Chicagoland's premier design build company for kitchens, baths, additions. Oh, you could call them, Marnie. Siding and windows. Receive a $1,000 app gift card with a full kitchen remodel. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com or call 773-661-0606. The offer ends September 15th. All right. I got this new format, right? Am I supposed to go to news now? Is that what I'm supposed to do? What would you think? Yeah, all right. So it's 7:30 in the morning. It's time now for WGN Radio News.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
I had raccoons, and I think maybe when they went up there to vacuum and spray, I think they might have hit the pipe.
He's here to solve all your home improvement problems.
Oh, I thought you meant the raccoons did that. I thought you had, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger raccoons that were moving the pipe around.
And if he can't solve them, at least he'll make you laugh.
I'll move the pipe. I'll move the pipe. You go through the roof.
He's all yours. Now back to Lou on House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines. This is Mary, who's in Grays Lake. Hi, Mary. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good morning. It's about my garage floor. About 6 or 7 years ago, I painted it. But not knowing any better, I didn't use primer or anything. I just painted it a beautiful gray. And then through the years, the ice and the salt and the snow has taken the paint away. But, of course, I'm left with streaks, paint, gray streaks all over.
Okay.
And I can't get rid of that. And I wondered what I can use to get rid of those paint streaks that are all over the floor.
Well, wait, when you say the streaks, you mean it's like from the roller that you used?
No, just what's left over from, you know, the salt and the snow and everything took all the paint away.
Oh,
it's gone.
Okay, and then when
except
it took...
Except that I've got, you can see gray, like it looks like I sponge painted it or something.
Okay. Now, and so in other words, you're seeing like two layers of the gray.
No, I'm just seeing, when I look at my garage floor, there's all cement, and then you can see grays around. It looks like I purposely wanted it partly gray, just in places.
Okay.
I want to get rid of that, all of the paint on that floor.
So we want all the paint gone, so we just are down to the concrete again.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I just want the concrete.
Got it. And when we look at these streaks that you're talking about, are they 2 inches wide? Are they an inch wide? Are they how big are they?
They're just in clumps, like I said, like maybe I did it on purpose.
Got
with
it.
A sponge.
Okay,
you know, just,
I want you to, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to the hardware store, and in a perfect world, they're going to have a material, a stripping material called Dumond, D-U-M-O-N-D, Dumond.
M-O-N what? D?
No, D-U, D-U, M-O-N-D.
D, okay.
Dumond.
M-O-N-D.
Got
Dumond.
It. Okay.
Okay.
So, have you ever used, you know the hand cream Cetaphil that comes in the big container?
Yes.
Okay. It's sort of like that. I don't know what's in this stuff, but you could put your hand in there. You'd be like Madge. You're soaking in it. Do you remember? Do you get the reference?
Mm-hmm.
From Palmolive,
mm-hmm.
Right? See, stick with me. Lindsay has no idea what I'm talking about because she's too young.
That's right.
Too young.
Right. I got to get back in her. She's mad at me now, so I'm doing things to be nice to her. So you're gonna put this Dumond stuff on there, and it's a paint stripper. Put it on, let it sit there. But I mean, literally, Mary, you can put your hands in there. It won't hurt your hands. You put it on the paint. You'll take a scraper and after you leave it there for probably, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, and you'll just scrape it away. Okay? Now, if they do not have Dumond, which I really love, then I want you to use a gel stripper that's called Citrus Strip.
Citrus Strip.
It's orange. Okay. Comes in a bottle. It's an orange thing. They'll have that at the Ace, too. And you'll put that on there. Same process, but you can't soak in it, Madge.
Okay.
All right. So Dumond first. Put that on there. Scrape it, clean it, and you're good to go.
Just put it on and then get myself a scraper, and it'll come right all
and like little, a, and if you have like a little wire brush or whatever, you know, to kind of scrape it off there and then just rinse it, and then it'll come off. Just follow the instructions on the container.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I've been doing everything. I got rid of the oil spots, to make it look good, but I've got these sponge spots all over gray.
If you do a good job and this all works out, you call me back and I'll get you some side work and you can go do other people's jobs too.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. I'm just trying to keep people busy, you know, during the pandemic. Want people just, you don't want to have idle time. You know what happens when you have idle time? You get into trouble. We don't need to get in anybody. Let me tell you, I've only been on the radio for 40 minutes. I'm already in trouble.
That's what happens when you have radio time.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So I'm going to tell you why I got accused of being aloof. It was like people were ganging up on me last night. We were sitting around talking. We had some friends over. And, I mean, like most people, I am concerned about the pandemic, and I'm concerned about being safe around people, okay? And so sometimes we will see people that we don't normally see, and maybe they're a little bit older than us, and we're very conscious about wearing a mask or whatever, but then I'm keeping a distance from them. Now, you and I, Lindsay, have known each other for a long time. Mike Jakubowski, who will be on later in studio with me talking about the Skills USA thing, when my wife, and it was, you know, tongue-in-cheek, but not really tongue-in-cheek, I gotta be honest with you, I was a little hurt. She goes, you know, sometimes he can be a little aloof, and she just, like, throws that out there to this group. We're sitting around socially distanced outside, you know, having a little get-together, and Mike J says, that guy? And he, like, points to me. My buddy comes to my defense, like me, aloof. Would you ever say Lou Manfredini is aloof? Oh, wait, you're thinking about it.
I mean, I don't know. Is your wife listening right now?
I'm sure. doing is digging
my
own.
Her.
I'm digging. Even Joe is like, yeah, oh, yeah, he's aloof. Yeah, Joe. Yeah. Don's like, yeah, he's aloof. Yeah, they're all on Mary Beth's side. Right. Because everybody wants scones. Anyway. The thing is that I'm just concerned about people's safety, and so I'm keeping a distance, right?
I get it. It is a hard thing
There's someone new that comes into your pod or your group, especially if you don't know them, you know what I mean? I'm more concerned about what if I'm walking around with this crazy virus? I don't want to give it to you. You know, you're a little bit older than me.
And you
me.
Just don't know people's comfort levels, so
correct.
You're trying to be respectful. I get it. But it is hard for me to do that because I'm such a...
All I want to do is hug people.
Right.
877-213... Nope. Yeah. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213. This is Sherry in Peoria. Sherry, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio. She's listening. See, here's the thing. What we're missing is... They're listening, but they don't have the phone to their ear.
Alexa off.
There she goes.
Good morning.
Hi, Sherry. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
I'm well. What's going on?
Well, I wanted to thank you for taking my call. I've been listening to WGN for so many years. I followed John Williams from Peoria to WGN,
and I
found you.
Oh, that's so nice.
And I've been listening for many years. So I'm calling today about what I call my Corona project.
Okay.
I've cleaned out my furnace room,
And it was a storage room, in addition to my furnace and my water softener and my water heater. But I painted the walls, and it looks all looks nice and fresh except for the floor. And I have been attempting to remove the 9x9 tiles that are on the floor, and I've removed most of them, but some of them are stubborn. So I have two questions. One is, do you have suggestions as to the best way to remove those tiles? And also, what would be a good project for me to put the down flooring?
Now, these 9x9 tiles, Sherry, that you have, how old is your home? I mean, are they old tiles?
Yes.
That potentially could be asbestos?
Possibly.
All right,
and I've been doing it myself.
Okay.
Some of them come up, and I think the previous owners had water problems in there. The water heater, I think, was leaking.
Mm-hmm.
And so about half of the room, which is like a 9x11 room, about half of it, the tiles were already up. And I've been removing the rest of them. And some of them are stubborn, and some of them come up quite easily.
Okay.
I'm like three-quarters of the way finished getting the tiles removed. But they're starting to get more and more stubborn.
Got it. Okay, so with the asbestos, I do just want to tell you that, you know, technically you're supposed to have that abated by a licensed contractor, and that if the licensed contractor would be very careful not to create a lot of dust. That's where the risk comes in all this. And so you have to make uh-huh. sure you keep the dust down. One of the things that can be helpful to help pop those tiles is a heat gun. And so if you were to take a heat gun and kind of go over the surface of that tile and get a floor scraper. So a floor scraper is, maybe you already have this, but it's, you know, it's almost, it has a handle like a shovel, but it's a blade on the end, a very stiff blade. And if you were to heat the tile up a little bit, that would loosen the adhesive. Is the adhesive you're taking up like a black color underneath those tiles?
Yeah, sure is.
Yeah, so that's an old adhesive called cutback. And so you heat that up, you use the scraper, and you should be able to pop this. It's a little bit of a laborious problem because you can heat a couple tiles up and then pop them, heat a couple tiles up. Just be careful because a heat gun gets pretty hot, and you could burn the tile. And we don't want to burn it. We don't want to create any smoke because, again, there's asbestos. So we warm it up, warm up the adhesive, pop it up, and go. In a below-grade application like that, it's a perfect area to do this luxury vinyl 100% waterproof tile. Clicks together, can either look like hardwood, can look like ceramic. It is easy to use. You can go right over the top of everything, and if it were to ever get wet, you mentioned the previous owners had water problems, you wouldn't have to worry about that because, again, it's 100% waterproof.
And is that probably the most I don't like to use the word cheap, but the least expensive way to do it? Going to be expensive?
No. I mean, there, you know, within the lines of these floors, there's good, better, and best. Okay, so if this is an area where I just want the floor to look nice, I'm not going to be, you know, you're not having like a dance marathon down there on a weekly basis.
Exactly.
You can
right.
find
I'm, every project I have, I think about reselling.
Right.
You know,
so right. Now it'll look great, and you know you can, you know, while I am not someone that wants you to buy the cheapest one, but you can find this stuff for $2 a foot. At some of the big box mm-hmm. stores, and for an application of just improving there, if it's not going to get a ton of traffic, as long as it says it's 100% waterproof, I have no problem with it.
Okay, and can you cut it down, easily cut it to size?
Oh my gosh, it's so easy. You can either cut it with like a handsaw or a jigsaw or utility knife, or you can buy, if you're going to do this yourself, I would recommend that you buy a laminate floor cutter. It looks like a giant guillotine. And so when you go to do the end cuts, you just put it on there and you push the handle down, and you'll get a really good arm workout, too. They're not expensive. You can rent those, too. You don't have to buy it. But they're not expensive. They're like $40. And
Okay.
You know, and like I told the previous lady, if you do a nice job, I can send, I can give your name out to other people, and you can put floors in their basements as well. You could be the queen. You could be Sherry's Flooring of Peoria and do it all. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's 7:49 in the morning. We need to take a quick break. Our Noodaloo 2, you're going to want to listen. It's going to help you be organized in the kitchen. We'll be right back.
I stand guilty when I say that we go through a lot of Ziploc bags in our household.
I know.
It's bad. We also have so many Tupperware containers and no tops for them. Well, this week's Noodaloo 2 takes all of the problems with plastic storage bags and containers and makes them right. ZipTop are an organizational and leftovers dream come true. From ditching the plastic to losing the lids, these made-in-the-USA plastic silicone solutions are BPA, PVC, and... I can never say this word. Phthalate free. These handy holders stand up, stay open for filling, and zip shut when you're done. They're microwavable, which is huge for me. Dishwasher safe, another big plus, and freezer safe. And go beyond the kitchen for bathroom, school, and craft organization. They come in a bunch of shapes and sizes. You can buy them as a set, you can buy them individually, and you can finally ditch those plastic bags for good. You can find out more at ziptop.com. That's ziptop. That's this week's Noodaloo 2.
It's really cool looking stuff, and you don't have any lids, all different sizes, dishwasher safe, and no lids, nothing. You can put it in your drawer, and it's great. And I love the fact that it's American made.
I mean, how many times do you have them fall out of your cabinet, those Tupperware lids? It's just a disaster. There's no good way to organize
them. And then, you know, when you get, like, you're determined, you found the base, and you're like, this is what I want to use, and you take apart the whole drawer, and you can't find the lid.
Right.
And you've already put the food in it, so you're like, now I got to wash this thing.
I know.
And it doesn't work. Drives me crazy. If you go to my Facebook page, you can see information on ZipTop. I love it. It's 7:54 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after that. what time is it? It's 7:56 in the morning. Hey, street smart or just smart. How about this? With 32 miles per gallon on the highway, the Chevy Equinox is one smart SUV. It comes with an available 4G LTE Wi-Fi, turning your SUV into a mobile hotspot for up to 7 devices. Talking about road trips? That's awesome. You've got your social networking riding shotgun 24/7. Safety has never been more important with low-speed forward automatic braking, lane departure warning, side blind zone alert, and forward collision alert. You're in control of the environment. Chevy Equinox gets you where you want to go safely right now. Get 15% off MSRP cashback on most 2020 Chevy Equinox models. That's over $5,700 cash back on an Equinox Premier. Plus, current GM owners get an additional $750 cash allowance, adding up to big savings. If you're in need of a new vehicle but don't want to visit a dealership, check out Shop, Click, and Drive. You can shop online. You can take delivery at home. It's simple, it's safe, and it's smart. See your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today, or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details. The Chevy Equinox, smart SUVs, smart money, and it's a smart move. Oh, one other thing I want to tell you about. 2020, I've talked about this each week. It's marking my 25th anniversary here at WGN Radio. I started back in 1995 as a guest on the Bob Collins Show, and in honor of my anniversary, they're giving you a chance to win some of my favorite things. Each week, we're going to feature a different product or service that you can win. Now, last week, we gave away a prize pack worth over $200 of indoor and outdoor easy-to-use cleaning products from Wet and Forget. And we'd like to congratulate our winner, Christine Knipp. Knipp? What do you think? K-N-I-P-P. What's your guess? Knipp?
Nip.
Nip? You don't pronounce the K?
You never pronounce
not
the K.
Not a knock.
It's not a knife.
Or knickers.
Right, you're not a knife. Good, that joke. He's so smart. He's so smart. Christine Knipp of Chicago. Then why have the K? Get rid of the K. All right. This week's prize Christine, congratulations, whatever your last name is. This week, the prize is, get this, $1,500 of concrete service from Andreas & Sons, a third-generation family-owned concrete and asphalt company. This is perfect for that home concrete construction project, like a driveway or patio or basement or garage. Enter to win at WGNradio.com/contest. That's WGNradio.com/contest. This contest ends tomorrow, Sunday, at 11:59 p.m. So submit your entry today. Sponsored by Andreas & Sons, providing professional concrete and asphalt solutions since 1959. And stay tuned. Next week, we'll announce the winner, no matter what their name is, and the next favorite thing. That tone you heard meant it's 8 o'clock in the morning. Time now for WGN Radio News.
Now back to your host, your handyman hero, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16
Welcome
tons.
Back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini.
Another day.
This hour of our show sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com.
I can't go. I owe my soul.
By Permaseal Basement
store.
Systems. All right, Don, are you available? Joe Brand, are you available?
Yes, sir.
We're gonna take a little pick on the horses in the Kentucky Derby as a show. Bob Ferguson is also our engineer, who you don't get to hear on the air, but he's he's an integral part of this group here. So we're going to include him, of course, in all of this. And so, do you know all the horses that are out there? You guys, did you see a list of all the horses?
Yeah,
we got the list.
All right, Lindsay. Picked out of the hat, and she showed me, you know, all the names. And so Bob Ferguson's going to pick first. Then it's me. What did you call me? Aloof.
Aloof.
And then she called herself Beautiful. She's third. Then what'd you call Joe? Trucker?
Oh, Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights? Boogie Nights.
I'll take Boogie Nights.
That's not a bad nickname.
And what did you call Don?
Well, I can't say that on air.
Oh, God. What is this?
No, it's funny. I'll tell you.
How about
we'll
Dandy Don?
Air, Don?
You said something to me once, Don, that has stuck with me for life.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, I'll take it.
We giggle quite a bit about that, Don.
Okay, good.
Okay, so here's all the... I'm going to list all that. For those that don't know, the Kentucky Derby's going off without him. These are the horses. Tis the Law, Honor, Authentic, Thousand Words, NY Traffic, Enforceable, Max Player, Soul Volente, Money Matters, Attachment Rate, South Bend, Storm the Court, Major Fed, Necker Island, Mr. Big News, I mean, Winning right. Impression. Okay, so the first pick goes to Fergie, and he said, what is he picking? Who's he picking?
Major Fed. He's going Major Fed.
Okay, so Major Fed, and then... Very nice. Very nice. Thank you.
60 to 1.
All right,
one
I'm the second one.
60 to 1 Aloof. For Major Fed, too.
Right? What is it for Major Fed?
60 to 1.
60 to 1. All right,
60
so
to 1 odds.
I think I have to go with Max Player, which is my son. Right? Max Player, 30 to 1.
Very nice.
I thought for sure you were doing Mr. Big News.
No. I'm going to leave that for Don.
Yay.
That's where he's going to make the
Mr.
big money.
Pickstep.
Thank you.
Why can't you leave one for me, Lou? Why
oh, yeah. Well, there's no sport. Well, there's. I guess the whole thing is a sport.
I was going to go.
Beautiful. You get to choose next.
I am going Tis the Law.
All right. Okay. Boogie Nights?
I'll go with Money Moves.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that was my close second.
All right.
Rant.
And finally, Don.
Mr. Ooh. Big News. Got to go for it.
Got to go for it, right? And so are we going to do a little, what's our little wager? I don't think
Five
we can
bucks
do,
each.
Can we do that? I don't think we can say that on the air. That would be legal.
Oh, it's legal.
The fake money, though.
Is it legal?
In Illinois.
Well, can we just roll over the NCAA tournament we had 2 years ago that I won and I never received anything for?
Wow.
The memory rears its head.
It was like my first year, and Lou's like, all right, Joe, you're sports. Why don't you set up the NCAA bracket? And I did, and all of a sudden I came out and won, and I never received anything.
Whoa.
Funny, I don't remember that.
I haven't forgotten.
Yeah, I can tell. I can tell.
Some
I can
question
tell.
About the setup also winning God. It, I think.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. All right, so what time is the race today, Joe?
I mean, the coverage starts at 2:30. It'll probably be around 5:30, the actual race.
Right. All right. And what are conditions down there? I know it's always like that's a big thing, right?
Yeah. I have not actually checked the weather yet.
Right. Well, get back to us on that.
Oh, it's 62 right now.
Oh, sunny, and not rainy, not muddy, rainy. None of that, right?
No, yeah.
Of course, it's like it's probably like the perfect day where normally it's always rainy and the women in their big hats and the mint juleps are all getting rained on and there's no fans.
Right.
What a bummer.
Right.
And it's not just the women in the big hats, Lou. We had a 30-second description of the hat you were wearing.
Right, exactly. I have my camouflage hat with the
House Smarts logo and the
my House Smarts logo and the wood all
yes.
that is there.
He's a trendsetter.
Yeah, thank you. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines right now. And this is John in Homer Glen. Hey, John, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio. Hello.
Oh, good morning, Lou. Hang on. Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Oh, hi. I've got a fall project that I'm working on, and I need your advice on whether to use paint or stain.
Okay.
I'm redoing a couple of small decks, actually landings. I'm putting on some Trex decking and their composite railings and balusters, and I'm putting new treads and risers on. The risers, I'm going to use some of that PVC trim material, 1x8s in white. And the treads, I'm using 2x14 pressure-treated lumber. They're 36 on center. I've got two stringers, and I'm replacing what was there. And we had previously made a mistake over the years of somewhere in the last 5 or 10 years putting a water repellent on the over the stain.
Mm-hmm.
And then tried to restain it, and obviously that didn't work, and tried some of this deck over products on that. So this all led to everything's coming off and we're putting all new stuff on.
Okay.
But on the treads, I don't know what would be best. They're not used very often, and I want a solid color. I want a gray. So it's either a stain or a paint. And I'd like to know your recommendation on the prep work.
Now, wait, one thing you said, and I just... So you're going to use a 2x12 that you're going to cut.
It's a 2x14. Because my stringers are the risers are cut at 7 inches, actually 7 1/4, and the tread cut is 13. So I got the riser on the back.
Where are you going to get 14 inches out of a solid piece of lumber?
I've already ordered them at Menards. They happen to have them.
Oh, really? So they're going to special order and special cut you that.
Well, I cut it myself, but
no. But in other words, you ordered a 14-inch dimensional lumber.
Correct. So okay. It's 13 1/4.
Okay.
By
and
1 1/2.
And is it pressure treated or is it regular like fir?
It's pressure treated and it's air dried.
Okay.
I asked them if they could get it kiln dried, but they said no. It was air dried.
Okay.
Obviously, I don't want wet.
And one other question. The stringers you said are 36 inches apart?
Yes, and they have not been a problem. What the treads on them right now, don't ask me why because it was 10, 15 years ago. I've got a 2x8 and a 2x6 and, with a 1/4-inch gap in between. And there's been no bowing or anything on the 2x8s, but a couple of 2x6s have kind of dipped. So that led me to think, let's just go with a wider board.
So before we get into the stain thing, I want to. And how many treads are there?
There's two decks or porches. The first one down off the patio or off the French doors is there's 6 stairs, and the other one's 9.
Okay. So a couple things. That's a wide. That 36 inches is a lot, even for dimensional lumber like that. So here's, I'm going to put my carpenter hat on, and these are the two things I want you to do with these treads. First of all, you're going to cut the tread to the length that you need, to span your risers, and then have your overhang, you know, on whatever it is. You're going to flip, you're going to, and this is important too, you know, that the, when you got a large piece of dimensional lumber like that, you're going to see the graining in the wood.
Right.
So I want the hump of the grain to be up.
Right.
Right. You got, you're with me on that?
I got you.
So on the bottom, so on the bottom side of that, and maybe you already know this, but you're going to kerf, you're going to run, you're going to cut three grooves about 3/8 of an inch deep with your circular saw lengthwise down there to help keep that from cupping.
Okay.
Then I would also take a 2x4 on the bottom center of this tread, and I would measure when you put, when you put the tread on top of your stringers, I'd put some pencil marks there. I'd cut a 2x4 and I would screw it and glue it to the bottom side of that tread.
To the tread, or the, or attach it to the stringer?
To the tread. Well, you could attach it to the, okay, fine. Do that. Attach it to the stringer, and don't, and then when you attach the tread, screw into that. You need some support.
Got it.
That is too much for that. And then, so now we got a night where we know we're going to help it not cup. We're going to give it some support within those stringers. You shouldn't have an issue with it bowing anymore. And now what do? You want a gray color.
I want a gray color, prefer a solid color. And I've read a bunch of different articles, you know, online. And it, the it's pretty
Here's the thing. Stain, you know, the whole thing with it, exterior stain or exterior paint, they're both solid. Okay, and so there's there's not a, you know, they'll argue that exterior stain allows the solid colored stain allows the wood to breathe a little more. It's still a film, right? And so I think that in something like that, because you're going to get the wear of the foot traffic and you're going to shovel it in the winter and all that kind of stuff, I would probably lean more towards a solid colored stain. And I'm not certain if it's off the top of my head, if the Benjamin Moore Arbor Coat is designed for a tread application. I'm not certain.
Okay.
I think it is.
I can look that up.
I think it is because you can use it on decks. And so that would make sense to me.
Right.
I would, that product, so you know, when it first came out, they got bit a little bit, and some of the early reviews of the product wasn't great. And quite frankly, in my opinion, the reason was it was a super hot summer. And the application that happened with this is you have to be, you have to try and apply this in a, on a cooler day when you're not in direct sunlight. Because they're waterborne products, if it's too hot and the direct sunlight's there, it dries too quickly and it doesn't bond with the wood. So if this treated lumber, when this treated lumber goes in, even though it's kiln dried, I would wait a little bit before you do this. Give it at least a week.
Oh, that was going to be my next question.
Okay.
Okay. Even with the kiln dried stuff, I should let it.
It is. You said it's kiln dried, right? Or is it dry?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's air dried.
It's air dried.
It's not kiln dried.
Well, if you start cutting this and you feel that saw binding because it's wet, you're not doing this this year.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
well, yeah, you
unless,
can pretty well tell if that lumber's wet when I pick it up, I should be able to tell how new it is.
Right, you're going to know when you pick it up, of course. But with a big piece like that, you know, you may, if it's wet, you can't do it. You're going to have to wait. I don't even think November would be, you know, it might just be too cold and you can't do it. So do the Arbor Coat, make sure it's wet, support those treads because that's a little bit too far, in my opinion, for that kind of material.
Okay, well, all right. That makes sense.
John, I appreciate the phone call. Have a great day. Thank you so much. It is 8:23 in the morning. It's time now to hear from Lindsay about what's new at Builder Supply Outlet.
Thanks, Lou. Everyone's so busy today, right? So staying organized is key to a successful household. And Tom can help. He's now offering custom closet systems. I dream of organized shoes or a simpler laundry system. Anyway, to save this mom time, count me in. Let Tom's designers create walk-in closets, pantries, mudrooms, and more. Available in a variety of colors, made with quality materials, even a system that cuts the install time by 60%. For custom closets without the custom price, stop by Builder Supply Outlet today.
Hey, when's the last time you had your furnace professionally cleaned? The newer high-efficiency furnaces, you know, they need more cleaning. They need a little more professional help. It's not just a dust and a clean. Call Dykstra Home Services now. You know what? In our horse theme, Lindsay, I've said this before. A high-efficiency furnace, it was described to me years ago, and I've always said this. It's like a thoroughbred horse. Right?
Yes.
It's super efficient. You know, like, think about the power that a horse has. But you have to baby it. It's not like old paint, you know, like an old horse with the, you know, just put it on the plow and go and it eats its oats and whatever. Right. This is a thoroughbred. And you need the right person with the right training. See what I'm doing there? Mm-hmm. To make sure that it's running right. That's why you want to call Dykstra Home Services now for the preseason special. For only $89. That was my horse sound.
I got it.
I'm doing sound effects now too. I'm like Ray Blank, or no, what was the guy? Who was the guy Blank? The
You're
guy
right, up at Ray Blank, right?
Ray Blank, right? The guy that used to do up at the Tommy Bartlett Water Show. Oh, did you go to the Tommy Bartlett Water Show?
I thought you were talking about the guy who did the
Come
voice
on, Don
Bunks
Kleppen.
Bunnies.
You would know this. Don would know that. Is Don around? What was the name of the guy? The guy up at the Tommy Bartlett Water Show, and he was like a guy that would make these sound effects with his mouth on a microphone. Like he would go, now I'm going to make a sound of a brass or a doorknob hitting the floor and rolling across the floor, and he would do it all. And then he would say, now it's going to be a brass knob. And you're like,
Wes
how is
Harrison.
It? Huh? No. What?
Wes Harrison?
Tommy Bartlett Water Show.
I thought you were talking about the Mel Blanc, the voice of Bugs Bunny at first, so I apologize for interjecting.
I used to go to the... Who didn't go to the Tommy Bartlett Water Show? Anybody? You're from Wisconsin. You never went to the Tommy Bartlett Water Show in the Wisconsin
Dells?
Well, you
Dells? Are having a hard time with the name. I mean, you didn't go that many times.
No. But
Wes, I got Wes Harrison, too.
Wes Harrison? I went a lot. Listen to me.
I have been.
We used to drive from Highwood to Paul Bunyan's for breakfast on a Sunday and come back.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, back then the speed limit was like 150 miles an hour. Anyway, we're in the middle of a Dykstra Home Services commercial, and you need to call them for your cleaning because they're going to take really good care of you. For only $89, they'll completely service your furnace. You'll be ready for the winter. Call today, 800-421-3220, or visit DykstraHomeservices.com. They'll also have affordable maintenance agreements, this is a great idea, available for you. Call 800-421-3220 or DykstraHomeServices.com. Dykstra Home Services, Chicagoland's premier heating and cooling company for, get this, 94 years. All right, it's 8:30 in the morning. It's time now for WGN Radio News.
I don't think I've missed a show except for when I was out of town.
Yep, another lover.
Good morning. I love your show. I look forward to it every Saturday.
But hey, that's not what this rejoin is about. We're not trying to oversell, Lou. I'm just doing like a public service announcement.
You got a lot of love today. This is really good for my ego.
So now you decide for yourself. Back to your host, Lou Manfredini, on House Smarts Radio. What's
love? I love you, people. Thank you for listening to House Smarts Radio every Saturday. What's love? Our phone number is 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Okay, I did a little digging during the break, and you were right, Lindsay. As you always are, it was Wes Harrison. And as a child, I used to, I can remember going to the, we used to go to Wisconsin Dells all the time. And we would stay at the Chula Vista Motel. And we would go to the Tommy Bartlett Water Show, which was always an event. And I'm pretty sure we would go in the evening. And they had this stage, and this guy, Wes Harrison, would come out. Wait, I have it. You have it or I have it? Who's playing that?
Sorry, I had it. My bad. Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. Here, so I just found this, and this is pretty... very listening.
Thank you. All right, I do all kinds of sound effects. Sounds like horses. Here comes a horse.
Horses.
Same horse. Here he comes. Cowboy's on his back with a Colt 45 shooting.
Okay, he's just doing that with his mouth and a microphone.
Shot the horse. And remember that Colt 45? Let's pretend that's the famous gun right there. That was a famous gun. John Wayne carried one of these guns. Hopalong Cassidy carried one of these guns. And Ronald Reagan, he's carrying one of these guns. Why do you laugh? He was a cowboy. He was like all the cowboys. They could load that thing one time. It was good for the entire movie. Shoot, shoot, shoot.
Okay. We found out Bob Ferguson's crack work, Wes Harrison, still alive.
That's amazing.
95 years old.
Wow.
Hopefully he's still entertaining people. It's amazing. I can remember
beatbox.
As a kid.
What?
Can you what?
I can beatbox.
Throw it down.
Come on.
I'm kidding.
Here we go.
I'm kidding.
Come on. Give
That's
it.
Awesome.
No, isn't that great? Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, wow. Wes Harrison. Keep going, my friend.
Yeah.
Anyway, how did we get on Wes Harrison? How did we get to that?
Horses.
Tommy
horses,
Bartlett.
Horses. Tommy Bartlett. Horses.
Wisconsin.
Oh, I did my sound effect. I'm no Wes Harrison. Okay. Now, hopefully our guest didn't hang up on us this morning, but we have received a bunch of calls, and I've gotten a bunch of texts and emails from people that are concerned about radon. And you know, the whole radon thing, people are super confused about, and I know that there's a lot of people that think like, oh, it's no big deal. I don't have to worry about it, whatever. So I asked Lindsay to find us someone that would come on that has a lot of expertise in this. And joining me on the phone line is Bill Dahlstrom. He's the owner of American Radon Systems. Bill, good morning. Welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Hey, Lou, good morning. Thanks for choosing me to be on your show.
Of course. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Bill, before we get into the nitty-gritty of radon, tell me a little bit about your company, American Radon Systems.
Yeah. We're a radon mitigation company out in the south and west suburbs of Chicago area. And, we do radon mitigation pretty much every day. I'm actually out in Western, where am I? Willow Springs right now, installing a system as we speak.
Yeah, and tell me a little bit about, let's talk a little bit about radon. When you guys go into a project or you get a call, can you describe what the risk is for people in their homes as it pertains to radon and the levels at which they should be concerned?
Right. Yeah. The biggest issue with radon is that it causes lung cancer. And the EPA has kind of came up with a number of 4.0 picocuries per cubic meter, which is basically for all real estate transactions when you go to sell your home or, you know, just living in it in general, you really want your home to be below 4.0.
Right.
Kind of the biggest thing. 21,000 people per year die from radon caused lung cancer.
Hmm. Now, has it become commonplace now for separate radon testing that goes on when it comes to real estate transactions?
For the most part, there's a few mortgage companies that require it because they don't want to finance a home that could potentially need to be repaired in the future.
Right.
So they might require it. A lot of home inspectors, they offer radon testing, and they basically, you know, for $200, you can test the home before you purchase it, and then the seller ends up getting forced to put it in right before they move out.
Right.
So, you know, that's why it's really important for everybody to test their home so they can at least get the benefit of the mitigation system while they're living there.
Right.
Seems like every week I get a call from somebody that, you know, they've lived in the house 10, 20 years and they get the home inspector comes in and does a test And next thing you know, they got to install a system, and they have had really high radon levels the whole time.
Right.
And they're like, why didn't anybody tell me? So that's why I'm really glad you had me on today. Well, letting people know.
The other thing, too, that it's been my experience, and maybe you can confirm this or tell me this, that's been your experience, is that you could go into somebody's home where they have high radon levels, right? And the next door neighbor has nothing. I mean, it can be that selective. Is that been your experience
random
as well?
Yeah. Yeah, selective is a good way to put it. Yeah, it's completely random from one home to the next home to the next home. So if your neighbor did a test and his home is low, it's probably more likely that your home is going to be high.
Hmm.
Because from the feedback I get from the testers in my area is that it's about a 50-50 chance that you're going to have elevated levels. And elevated, they say, is 4.0. The EPA kind of says between 2.0 and 3.9, you should think about it based on how you use the space. So if you have a finished basement and you're down there all the time with an office or a bedroom, then you really want to think about getting that radon level below 2.0.
Right. And now the other thing is people get super scared about radon, and it is something to be concerned about. But with your mitigation systems, can you talk a little bit about that process? And really, when you're done, you're able to control this and mitigate it in their home so that people can live in their home safely, correct?
Exactly. It's one less thing to worry about. You know, we want to limit the amount of carcinogens we're surrounded by every day. And radon is, you know, it's the second leading cause of lung cancer in the United States. And it's one thing it's a form of lung cancer that's pretty much preventable. If you have a home that's really low in radon and you're not around secondhand smoke and you don't smoke yourself, probably not going to get lung cancer. So, pretty much the process, the way it works, I just come out to each person's home. Each system is custom built for that home, and I'll come out. I'll find a place where we can install pipes. You know, we pretty much drill a hole in a basement floor or the crawl space or wherever we can get into. And then we just, you know, we pull the air through the floor and blow that air outside, in the most basic way to say it. That way the radon doesn't have an opportunity to, like, just float up through the concrete itself and come into the home. We just get it out before it can come in.
So the radon, I mean, so people understand, is like this slow emitting gas that comes from the earth, and you're grabbing it. And do you guys do any sealing around the perimeter as well to kind of channel it? And then that pipe and that fan you typically take up to the roof, correct?
Exactly right. Yeah, there's a bunch of regulations that we have to follow, and each mitigator, at least here in the state of Illinois, we're all licensed by the state of Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
IEMA is our licensing body, and each state has their own emergency management agency, and I'm sure they have some sort of information that people can look up online. But yeah, in Illinois, we have to be at least 12 inches past the roof line so that the gases from the ground can mix with the atmosphere and not have any fear of it coming back in through the windows.
Mm-hmm. And I know that when you said each system is custom, you know, designed for each home, but can you give our listeners sort of perhaps an average budget price or a starting budget price to say, you know, systems start at this point, but they can go all the way to this point, depending on the size of your home, just so people kind of have an idea.
Right. Yeah, it's a great question. And it's one I get all the time. The average price for a cookie cutter home in the suburbs is typically around $1,200 to $1,300 in the big ballpark of things. But you know, like for example, right now I'm out here in Willow Springs, and it's a pretty large home with a gravel crawl space. And the gravel crawl spaces are a little special. We put down a 12 millimeter reinforced plastic that goes across the entire gravel crawl space. We seal that so it's airtight 100% around the perimeter.
Right.
This home has two gravel crawl spaces. It's, it's almost $4,000.
Right,
because
so there's a lot more work.
Amount, or it could be Right. Yeah. Yeah. I've got five guys here. We're going to be here most of the day, so it's a pretty big job.
I like.
And his you know, it's an unfortunate story too, because as I was giving the guy the estimate, he said, "Yeah, you know, my wife has, she actually has stage 3 lung cancer, you know, and she never smoked a day in her life. Mm. They lived in the home for 30 years. And here it is, exactly what I hear. Not all the time, but I definitely hear these stories when I meet with folks, and it's super unfortunate. They tested the radon exactly where she sits in the house for the last 30 years, and it was up over 12.
Wow.
And you could literally get lung cancer being over 4.
Right.
You know,
so. Does your company offer testing services, or are those separate people that do that?
We don't do testing services. We specialize specifically in mitigation. You know, I like working with my hands, building things, being around folks every day, you know, literally thinking about the families that I'm helping as I'm working. Testing services, any state licensed professional would be a good way to get a test.
Got it.
They sell test kits. Actually, the American Lung Association is a great place to look for information. They sell test kits there as well. And even your local health department in a lot of counties, some local health departments offer test kits for as little as like $11 where, wow, you can test your home.
Right. At least give you a baseline so you understand what's going on. Bill Dahlstrom is the owner of American Radon System, a family-owned certified radon mitigation professional with over 20 years experience in the construction industry, and they're based out of Frankfort, Illinois. AmericanRadonSystems.com is their website, AmericanRadonSystems.com. Bill, I really do appreciate you spending a little time with us today. Be careful out there working, and I hope the project goes well. And this was really good information. Thank you so much.
All right, very good, Lou. Thanks again for having me on.
Take care. That's great. That's AmericanRadonSystems.com is their website. It's 8:49 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you. You know, warmer weather in Chicagoland means it's home improvement season. ComEd wants you to know that electricity can jump from a power line to you and the tools you're using. So always maintain a safe distance from any power lines when you climb up on a ladder or to work on or around your home. If you can't keep a safe distance, you can call ComEd at 1-800-EDISON-1 to have them de-energized. They want your next commercial or DIY project to be successful. And most importantly, stay safe, stay smart, and stay back. ComEd, powering lives. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back right after this. Mm-hmm. If you have moss, mold, mildew, or algae growing on hard-to-reach places, you know, like roofs, second-story siding, or even your awnings, you should pick up Wet and Forget's Extreme Reach Hose End now. Wet and Forget's no-scrub outdoor cleaner attaches to your garden hose and has a nozzle that sprays up to 30 feet. Wet and Forget's Hose End easily cleans places you normally couldn't reach without climbing up on a ladder, all with no scrubbing, rinsing, or dealing with pressure washers. You just spray it on and you're done. You just wet it and forget it. Then every time it rains, Wet and Forget gently cleans that black and green stuff off of all of your outdoor surfaces, including brick, stucco, stone, decks, sidewalks, driveways, and more. Each bottle cleans up to a whopping 2,000 square feet. Yeah, you heard that right. 2,000 square feet. Make cleaning easy. Pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget at Ace, Menards, Meijer, or Blaine's Farm and Fleet, or visit wetandforget.com to find a store near you. It's 8:53 in the morning. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines now and talk with Holly, who is in Crystal Lake. Hi, Holly. You're on WGN.
Well, hi, Lou.
How may I help you?
I have a grout question.
Okay.
Okay. I have a basic shower tub combo with 4-inch ceramic tiles. I've noticed in some very few areas the grout has kind of flaked out or it's missing. And I'm wondering, is that something I could repair myself?
What color is the? What color did you see? Did you tell me the color of the grout?
The grout's white and the tiles are white.
Okay, and here's what I would do in those little areas. When it flaked out, do you see like a little divot in the grout?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
And how many areas are we talking about?
it's mostly under the where the faucets are. I started using a vinegar water spray about a year ago, and I think that might have been the problem. Maybe, you know, maybe vinegar's not so good for grout. I don't know. But anyway, it's just in that area.
Yeah, okay. So what I would do is take a little a utility knife or a screwdriver or something and scrape out what you can. Okay.
Okay.
Then you can buy at the hardware store a little premix white grout in a container.
Okay.
And you're just going to take your finger and you're going to dip it in there, you know, like you're going into Cool Whip or something. It's a little thicker than that. But then you're going to rub it into those grooves and then take a damp sponge with just water and slightly wipe over the top of that. That's going to be, you're putting the grout into those grooves and then stay okay. out of that. Like, in other words, don't use that sink. We can't get that wet. So if you can avoid using that sink overnight or you know.
Oh, sure.
That would be great because that way it can dry. And it'll probably be a little bit brighter than what you have right now, but it'll all kind of work in.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, that sounds good.
Good luck.
I will try it. Thank you, sir.
Have a nice holiday weekend. Be safe, okay?
You too. Right. Thanks.
Appreciate
bye-bye.
You calling this morning. 877-213-4LOU is the number. Oh, it's 8:55 in the morning. I'll take a quick break right after this. Let's see if we can get one quick call in here. This is Andy in Michigan City. Andy, how can I help you?
Lou, I've got a problem with my front door. I have a storm door. It's made out of sassafras, and it's in great shape. But periodically, I have to. It loses its. It fades. I've got it. 2 years ago, I sanded everything down. I restained it with Minwax dark walnut, and then I gave it. According to the manufacturer, a guy custom made the door. He said, "Go ahead and put on three layers of Helmsman with extra ultraviolet protection."
Okay.
But it seems that it fades a lot quicker now than it did before. Is there any other product that I can use that would help prevent the sun from you know fading out my door?
So here's my which way does it face?
It faces the east.
Okay. So here's my trick, and I was given this advice years ago, and I've given it out 4 years and it's worked out really well. You're going to take the door down one more time and take the finish off, not the stain. Or maybe you need to restain it again, okay? You're going to use spar varnish. And the critical point in this is once you restain and you touch up to the color that you want and that cures, you're going to cut the first coat of spar varnish. You're going to take, say, a cup of the spar varnish and a quarter cup of mineral spirits, and you're going to mix that up. And that's what you're going to apply. The idea behind the mineral spirits is it's going to drive the solids deeper into the wood. When that dries and the grain lifts, you're going to knock that down with some steel wool to get it nice and smooth, maybe even some emery sandpaper if you have it. Then two full coats of spar varnish, allowing them to dry and sanding in between the second coat the second coat before you put the final coat on.
Okay. Recommendations of spar varnish to use? What kind?
Hellman's makes it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just the spar varnish, which is used in marine, and it's just does a better job. It does a better job for UV protection. But the secret sauce in that is that first coat with the mineral spirits. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's 9:01 in the morning. It's time now for WGN Radio News.
Got a question for Lou? No better time than the present.
The refrigerator is always getting dirty. I get a fingerprint on it and I get yelled at.
He's taking your calls live right now.
I don't know if it's mold, mildew, or what. I can't get rid of it.
Back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
That's me. 9:11 in the morning. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. This hour of our show sponsored by Dykstra Home Services and by Ace Hardware. I have a special in-studio guest that I was teasing before. Joining me in studio, one of Lindsay's favorites, Mike Jakubowski. Morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Nice to have you here.
I'm well.
So you and I, we were chit-chatting last night, and you were kind enough to come into the studio this morning. Mike also has a hat on for the Kentucky Derby, which is really quite spectacular. Perhaps I could describe it to make my, the picture of the mind of the radio. His hat is, it's kind of a giant cowboy hat. So if you can imagine that kind of 10-gallon hat that, if those of you that remember the Ponderosa, the hat that Hoss used to wear, that's what his hat looks like. You remember that hat?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of feathers.
It's kind of a cream color, you know, and it's kind of got more of a lift to it.
Like a dome.
You're like a dome, right. And the brim is up there. And then he's got the name of the horse that that he is going for in the race. And I think that, I can share that with everybody. He's going with... Necker Island, and I don't know why that is, but it's right on
name.
The side there.
It's a good,
good
name.
Necker
it's
Island.
A flashback to high school.
Right, exactly. Okay, so anyway, we were talking last night. Thank you for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.
You are, and I've talked about this on the radio before, you're an industrial arts teacher at Hampshire High School. You guys are remote learning.
The teachers are in the building, which is better, but the kids aren't quite there yet.
Exactly.
Yes, the kids are remote.
But you, for years, have talked to me about this program called Skills USA. And can you describe to the audience what Skills USA is?
Skills USA is an organization that promotes and supports career and technical education at the high school level and post-high school.
Right.
Nationwide. 53 states, I think. I know there's only 50, but on their website it says 53.
Just throw a few in there, yeah. Right. So the whole idea is that it's promoting, right, manufacturing, the construction industry. You take a bunch of students down to a big competition in Illinois, correct?
We do, yeah. It's not only industrial-type trades. It's any vocation. So there is, we've had kids go for hairdressing and nails and photography and Photoshop and business interview. And I mean, there are over 90 different competitions, anything you need a skill for.
Mm-hmm. And it's one of those great things for these young people to be part of, because it's leadership training, right? It's training about how things work. I mean, when you go to put that on your resume down the line or applying for schools or something, it's a really nice feather in your cap.
I think it's huge, and there's so many people that have been through Skills USA. If the guy interviewing you or gal interviewing you did that in high school,
right,
it's an automatic connection. They understand what it is. They understand what you've gone through. And
right. Okay, now I don't like to say this a lot, but you and I are old enough to remember that only people that worked for a living wore Carhartt.
Right.
Right. And it wasn't a fashion brand. It was a brand that we bought because it worked. I know that I have a Carhartt vest, and I know you have plenty. And I have a jacket.
Older than our children.
Right? Yeah, I have a jacket that's 30 years old that I still wear when I'm working outside and still fits. I mean, actually, I love that jacket. But you just kind of in passing said, oh, Carhartt has this thing going on Monday.
Yeah, it's the Carhartt clothing on Monday from 7 to
Labor Day,
7 to 7. All the proceeds from anything they sell at Carhartt.com goes to Skills USA.
Mike doesn't work for Carhartt. I don't work for
Carhartt commercial.
Right? I could take an extra large jacket if you're No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, this isn't a Carhartt commercial. This is a Skills USA commercial.
Yeah.
I mean, there are hundreds of corporations that support that program, and this is just the latest. I got an email yesterday from Skills USA,
yeah,
just promoting that contribution from them to Skills USA.
That's amazing. And I mean, you even said that, not a portion, the proceeds. Here's a company that supported labor their whole life,
right,
or their whole existence, right?
Right. Right.
That's so cool.
Awesome.
Right? Isn't that great?
I'm going to get some. I'm looking right now. I'm already shopping.
Yeah. And it's, I mean,
don't buy it till Monday, though.
Don't buy it till Monday.
Okay. Oh, good.
Right. And, I mean, the thing is, the Carhartt's, it's not inexpensive stuff.
It's not, but it's good.
But I got a jacket that's 30 years old. Okay. And so that's what it is. It's like, it's like that thing I told you from the John Landecker played for me from Moonstruck. It costs money because it saves money. That's
right.
Why you...
Right.
And then just as an aside, maybe for the audience, as a teacher, my sister-in-law Ellen is a teacher, you're a teacher. You're what, 2 weeks into? I know a lot of teachers are doing they're going to school. They're all reporting to school and doing the e-learning. The kids are at home. That's what you guys are doing out at Hampshire.
Correct. Our entire district is that way. So Tuesday we'll start our fourth week of school. School's in session. And our district is bringing in, oddly enough, the career and tech ed kids first. Because it's, as you can imagine, pretty hard to teach woodworking, machining, automotive, or welding from my desk, and you're on your couch at home.
Right,
you're losing something there.
Right.
So they're coming in slowly but surely, and I think that's it's a huge benefit for them.
That's awesome. Well, that's great. Thanks for coming in today, and thank you for telling me about Skills USA. And remember what Mike said. Is if you shop at Carhartt.com, again, we have nothing to do with them, but all the proceeds goes to Skills USA, which is really an amazing organization that helps these kids with all these different vocations. And
you should come and see the competition.
I do. We talked about trying to do a broadcast down there, and that would have been really good to do as well. So thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. All right. It's 9:17 in the morning. 877-213-4LU is our number. 877-213-4568. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
I just took a bite of a scone. Hey, hold on. Say something.
Yeah. Delicious. Carhartt. Awesome.
Hey, you know all about.
So are you.
You know all about sweat equity. Look at all the hard work and time we put into making a project be the best it can be. While your local Chevy dealer understands sweat equity, check out the Chevy Silverado. It's designed to handle the toughest loads with advanced trailering technology and comes with a drive mode selector. It lets you select tow and haul or sport or off road to match any condition. It's tough on the road and off, guaranteed to work as hard as you do. With its available Duramax 3-liter turbo diesel, Silverado is the most fuel-efficient pickup with 33 miles per gallon on the highway. That's why the Chevy Silverado is the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road. Right now, get $6,000 total value on a 2020 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab All-Star Z71. Or check out the current Silverado sign and drive leases. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details. Or head to your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer. Hard work is its own reward, but a Chevy Silverado is not too bad either. It's 9:21 in the morning, 877-213-4LU, 877-213-4568 is our number. This is Sally, who's in Batavia. Hi, Sally. You're on WGN.
Yes, good morning.
How may I help you?
I have front door that's all fiberglass. I installed it about 4 years ago, and the first door I just left my storm window on with the plexiglass in it, no screen like usual, and the ceiling around the oval glass insert began to bubble and ooze. And so
wait, the ceiling above the
seal.
The seal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Around the oval glass insert bubbled and oozed. And not just in July. You know, it faces south, but there is an overhang on my porch.
Okay.
And so.
But obviously it gets really warm in between those two. Those two doors.
Correct. And the door that I replaced had a much smaller window, but it also had a window that I never had problems with. So the Peachtree Company told me that the cause of that was the storm door and the intensity of the heat. And so they replaced it, but with the instructions that I had to keep the screen in the door year round. So I've done that. And now this year, the coloration, it's fiberglass. So the stained product that is on the door is now peeling and turning white, you know, where the polyurethane or whatever is like bubbling and peeling, and it's very slight. And I'm tempted not to bother the company again because I really don't want it replaced again for a new or different problem. Can I find a product that will help me touch up? It's dark. It's like a walnut. And my Minwax walnut stain will not, of course, do anything except lay on top.
Mm-hmm. So with those fiber...
Is there...
Mm-hmm. With those fiberglass doors, you know, they typically recommend a gel stain, which I don't really like, but that seems to give you the best performance on fiberglass doors. And so what I would do, when Peachtree, when you when they redid all this, did they refinish the door or did you?
No. They gave me, you know, I thought they would give me a new glass insert.
They did a whole new door.
Because that was... They gave me a whole new door.
Okay.
And door number one had no signs of the finish having issues.
All right. How about I take door number two and then you, Monty, no, okay. So here's what I would try. Have you heard me speak about Howard's Restore-A Finish?
Yes, I have some of their products.
All right. Do you know what color you have?
Well... Minwax, when I use my Minwax stuff, walnut is perfect. But I don't know what Howard's has.
They have a walnut, and you could take that with quadruple zero steel wool and go with the graining of the fiberglass, and you would probably blend it all in. And I think if you wipe it down, it should stick. Because it's more mineral-based than a regular stain, and it should absorb into the fiberglass. But then... You're probably going to need Sally, a new top coat, like a new urethane over the top.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So try the walnut, see what it looks like. If you're happy with that result, then wipe it down and then use a oil-based polyurethane. Probably a spar varnish would be the smartest choice there.
Okay.
And apply that to it. Now... I get the whole glass and the storm door. I guess my other question is, if you kept the screen all year, was the door, you weren't cold or anything in the wintertime. The door was fine when it came to winter. You didn't need that extra storm door for comfort?
No.
Okay.
So no, you know.
Not drafty or anything like that. I mean, that's the beauty of the glass on the storm door. But, you know, if that's working fine with you, try that, and I think you should get pretty good results with it.
Okay, so leave the screen in again year-round?
Well, if you put the glass there, you're going to build up the heat.
Yeah.
And you may get that...
And then what?
Then you're going to get that potential oozing again from the... You know, the they're still making that door the same way. They replaced the door at their cost?
Yep.
Even though they said the storm door was the issue, they were...
Yep.
Well, I give them props because typically when people start doing that, they're trying to pass the buck and say, not our fault.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although, you know, there was nothing, you know, there was no indication. I didn't read all the fine print because nothing, you know, you got to go online for everything.
Correct.
But round one, you know, the guy at Lowe's who sold it to me and all of that, the installer, nobody said anything.
Right. No, you should be able to put a storm door on a door. That's not an issue. So give that a shot, and I think you should have some good success with that. Thanks so much, Sally. Let's talk with Scott, who is in Wheeling. Hey, Scott, good morning. You're on WGN.
Yes, this is Scott.
Oh, this is Scott. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Will the real Scott please stand up?
Hi, this is...
Yes, we're both standing up. Hey, Lou.
Me too. How can I help both of you? It's so funny you're both named Scott. That must be very confusing when you're at places.
Yeah, well, we are confused, believe me. Thanks for telling us.
You're welcome.
Hey, listen, we got an issue going on here. I've got a 13-year-old Rheem furnace that has worked perfectly since the day it was installed.
Okay.
And last week, it was getting a little warmer in the house than it should have, you know, based on my temperature with my AC setting. And it went up a couple degrees, and I couldn't figure it out. So for one reason or not, I went down and looked at my panel. I got a Gould ITE Pushmatic panel.
Sure.
And my breaker for my furnace that was listed as my furnace by the electrician when my house was built was popped. And so I just popped it back in, and a day later did the same thing. And then it ran for two or three days. Everything was fine. Then it popped again. And so I called them, and I found a couple electric stores and said, boy, those are old panels, you know, you should get that whole thing replaced. And I thought, I don't know, everything in my house works fine. So I went and picked up a couple 15, it says 15 amp on the side of it. But I'm not going to do, that's as far as I'm going to take it. Can a breaker, after my house is 35 years old.
100%. 100%. They absolutely can go bad. And so I would not recommend that you mess around with putting breakers in. You know, if you,
I ain't doing it. No, yeah, I ain't touching it.
Taking the panel, once you take that cover on the panel off, you know, you're exposed to all the breakers and the feed coming in from the meter outside, and that's like no time for crying if you get caught up in all that stuff. And and so absolutely breakers can go bad, and it can also be an issue though. Okay, so the furnace, so you have the breaker for the furnace is running the blower motor on the furnace, but then you have a separate breaker, I assume, that's like a 30 amp or a 40 amp for the condensing unit outside, correct?
I know I do.
Okay,
yes.
And that didn't blow, because sometimes, you know, there's relays and pieces in a condensing unit, especially older ones, that you can see that can blow a breaker. But if it's just the furnace, you probably just have a bad breaker in that panel. And if you've already picked up the breaker, then what you need is a licensed electrician to come out and do that. Now we have a sponsor here, Arnold Electric. That they're licensed electricians. They would be someone, you know, you could definitely call them to give you an estimate to come out and do that. It's a quick fix. I mean, I'm sure there's a minimum. You know, you got to get a licensed electrician out there, but they can also do a safety check, whatever. Do you have a pen or a pencil?
Yeah, I do.
How about Scott? Does Scott have it too?
We both have a pen.
All right, here we go. 773 647 1120.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Give them a call. Go give them a call, and they should be able to help you out with that. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's 9:31 in the morning. It's time now for WGN Radio News.
You're tuned in to Lou Manfredini. He's taking your questions right here on House Smarts Radio.
Hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again. Oh, life could be a dream.
Hopefully John Williams is listening. He can put this on his Sunday standards. Sunday, what did I say?
If you would let me spend my whole life loving you, life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Now I'm not going to offer to fill in. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Mary in Park Ridge. Hi, Mary.
Baby, we'd be so far.
When Lindsay picked up the phone, I was so excited to hear her cheery voice.
Oh, she
is, made my morning.
She is so cheery. Isn't she something else?
Yes, she is.
And at her advanced age now, I mean, it is something that she is.
You're really on fire today.
She must be about half my age.
Well, she is, whatever age she is, I'm telling you, she looks 20 years younger than she actually is, so.
Yes.
How may I help you, Mary?
I'm sure she is. Well, my issue today is that I have an early 1900s oak pump organ. And the exterior is stained, and it's varnished, and it looks okay from the exterior.
Okay.
But when I look in the back interior part of it, it's unstained and unvarnished, and it looks dry, and it also looks like the wood may crack. Is there anything that I can apply to it that will rejuvenate it and prevent it from cracking or showing its age?
You're talking about when you say the back, you mean when you open it up or if you look at the back of the unit? Because typically the insides are not varnished on pianos and things like that.
Correct. It's when I open up the interior and look in the back. And also the bigger pieces of wood that I remove from the back before I look inside of the interior, they're also dry. They're stained very, very dark, and I don't know what kind of wood that is.
But it's stained. But it is stained.
Not the interior.
Okay.
But the pieces of wood that cover the back.
I see. Okay.
Are stained very dark.
Now, of the Mary, let me ask you this: of the wood that you mentioned that you see that is unfinished, do you have fairly good access to it? Like you could get at it with a rag or a brush or something like that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I have very good access to it.
Do you have a bottle of mineral oil around the house?
I have mineral oil in the house.
That's what you're going to wipe it down with. So the mineral oil, just like if you were going to use it on a cutting board, that mineral oil will get absorbed by that wood. And it wouldn't surprise me if it sucks it up like, you know, you had really dry skin and you were using a moisturizer or something like that. So you may take a rag and, you know, pour some of the mineral oil into a container, or you could use a brush and put it on there and then take another rag and just wipe it off just to work it in. The rag could be damp with more mineral oil as well, but that will condition the wood. It will also, when it's wet, well, as it absorbs, it'll dry out, but it could attract a little dust, but it's already attracting dust. So, you know, if it's something that you're concerned about, I would apply it, put it there, and then leave it. You know, maybe you have to repeat it 6 months from now or type of thing, depending on how it looks. Or you may put one application on it and see it looks, you know, looks a lot better. Now, the areas that have cracked already, those will remain. It's not going to bring that back together. But by conditioning that, you should lessen the chance of it cracking even more.
Okay. And what should I do about the covering in the back, the big rectangles of wood?
That are stained.
Probably regular wood that are stained,
And
they're dry, too.
They're dry, but there appears to be a finish on it, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so that...
A very dark finish.
I spoke today about this product called Howard's Restore Finish, which is what's called a wood amalgamator. And you could take that with a microfiber towel, pour it into a container, and then wipe those boards down. It'll clean it and rejuvenate the finish there and help to moisturize the wood. It's a petroleum-based product, so it needs to be done in a well-ventilated area, but it does wonders. I mean, this is, I've talked about this product for years. It is the secret of the antique world. If they were selling that pump organ, they'd be slathering it in Howard's Restore Finish to make it look good.
Okay. I've heard you speak of Howard's Restore before.
It really works.
Yeah. And there's one more question, and that is the petals. They're dry. The cloth over the petals is mostly removed, and the petals are wood. And I know they're dry, too. Should I put Howard's Restore Finisher on that?
If they're stained, yes.
No, they're not.
They're raw wood?
They're not.
They're raw wood.
Just bare wood.
Mineral oil.
Okay, mineral oil.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Right.
And one more thing. I want you to know that whenever I talk lawn, garden, houses, repairs to other people, and when I go to Wisconsin, when I talk to other people, I always mention your name. I will say, Lou Manfredini says this. I heard Lou Manfredini say that. So.
You are very kind. I'm going to tape this and I'm going to send it to my wife.
Oh, well. Anyway.
Thank you, Mary.
You and Lindsay made my day. And thank you so much for answering my questions.
You got it. Thanks so much. Have a great day. Isn't that nice that you made someone's day, Lindsay?
So nice.
And nice. I'll take those calls.
Love her.
Can we have all the calls be as nice as Mary?
Yeah. I'll line them up just like that.
Thank you. 9:44 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio. We're nice people. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. people to look, if you're looking to update your bath, they ask me, hey, what company should I use? I don't have to think too hard. You see, BathFitter is an easy answer. They've been installing luxury tubs for over 35 years. They're true professionals from the top to the bottom. BathFitter will custom make your new bath to fit perfectly over the existing one, and their one-piece seamless wall system ensures a watertight fit, making it easy to maintain. Now, their design options are endless, so you're sure to find a tub you'll love. BathFitter tubs come with a lifetime warranty. That's how high quality their materials are. And the installation will be done by one BathFitter technician who will complete the install in just one day while following a strict safety protocol to ensure your well-being throughout the process. Kickstart your bath remodel today with the experts at BathFitter. Go to bathfitter.com/Lou to book your free consultation. For a limited time, BathFitter is offering $450 off complete BathFitter systems. Go to bathfitter.com/Lou to get started. 877-213-4-LOU. It's 9:48 in the morning. Let's go back to the phone lines here and talk with Craig, who is in St. John. Hey, Craig, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, sir?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. I just finished putting in my 10,000 steps, and I thought I'd give you a call.
10,000 steps before 9:48?
Wow.
You are crushing it, my friend.
Yeah, basically that's kind of what prompted the call. In the spring,
you need to know how to put new soles on your shoes.
Yeah. I think I've gone through a pair already.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. In the spring, I bought a Larson's storm door for the front of my house. My house faces west. So the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. And as the sun...
Wait a minute. Hold on. Just to be everybody clear here, I just want to make sure everybody heard that news. Sun rises in the east, sets in the west. Keep going.
I got it right?
I'm just joking around. Yes.
No, I'm all right. I thought maybe I
got it right. No, that's good. Okay, so you Larson door. We are clear on the sunrise and sunset.
Yes. So I installed this storm door in the front of the house. It's a solid glass door, goes from top to bottom.
Okay.
And you can take the glass out or put a screen in.
Okay.
Well, it's been in service since that time. Now, about 2 weeks ago, I got laid off.
Mm.
And that's another reason why I'm putting in the steps.
Sorry.
Anyway, I had about right after I got laid off, I started walking in the evening. And when I went to grab the door, not the storm door, but the actual door to open it up, it was so hot I couldn't touch it.
Wow!
I had to get a towel or something and open the door up. And the heat was so intense I couldn't grab the Larson door handle. So evidently that pocket is so tight with the sun beating in through that glass, it heats that air up, and so it's affecting that whole door. In fact, some of the side caulking that I replaced at that time is bubbling.
Is there a reason, Craig, that, I mean, this time of year you don't have the screen in?
Air conditioning.
Okay.
When it was hot in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
We thought we would leave the door open, and I have a dog that likes to sit out and watch everybody walk by. So,
I see the air conditioning, meaning that you would open the interior door and just leave the storm closed as your barrier so that you could still see out.
Yes.
I got it.
Yes.
Okay. Well, okay. I took a call earlier. I don't know if you heard this call, but a lady called she had a similar problem with you with a door where she had a window in the door, and it got so hot that it actually melted the weather stripping around the door. I mean, this is a problem depending on which way a door faces and the amount of sunlight that you get. And I think that heat buildup, isn't terrible in the winter because you're, you know, you've got the ambient temperature outside that's kind of fighting the gain, you know, and so you, while it right. may be warmer, it's not. But in the summertime, based on what you're telling me, I think that you're going to have to use the screen in the summer, and that's it.
Okay.
And
the bottom threshold that you can adjust on the bottom of the door, I removed that completely.
But it didn't make much of a difference, right?
No, it didn't.
Right, because, you know, that just like anything, right, it's physics, and so the air, the buildup is just going to hit, it's going to kind of hang out at the top, and it won't be able to evacuate out of there. And then what's great, you know, and I'm sure when you took that off, you're like, well, this is nuts. The whole reason I put the door in there is to have it weather stripped and tight, and now I'm taking the weather stripping off, why even have it? So I would worry about what you just described with the caulking and even the, you know, the finish on the door. If you leave that too much longer, you're going to have more issues down the line because of that heat gain. So my recommendation is to put the screen in now, and then when we get to colder temperatures, you know, once we get below 50 degrees consistently or something like that, then maybe you go back, you know, for the heating side of it, and that's what I would do.
Thank you. One other thing that I was thinking about was when we were buying the door, we had there were some doors that had low E, and some doors that didn't.
So the low E would help you a little bit, but based on what you're telling me with this kind of heat gain, I don't think it would help you that much. It would help a little bit, but not to the point where if you can't even touch the door, that low E is not going to do anything. So try the screens on there, and I think it should work. Thanks so much for the phone call. I'm just bumping up against time here. It's 9:53 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Hey, it's me, Lou Manfredini, for the Gilkey Window Company. Did you know that Gilkey has been independently verified to be among the most energy-efficient windows in the country? Yes, you know that, because I've been telling you this for weeks. It's true. They have the best low-E glass in the industry. That reflective coating embedded in the glass that reduces energy loss. It makes a big difference all year long with the Chicago weather extremes. Plus, it saves you money. Gilkey was recognized again in 2019 by Window and Door Magazine as one of the top 100 manufacturers of windows in the entire country. Right now, take $250 off per window and take $700 off patio and entry doors, or no money down and no interest for 12 months. Visit one of their two showrooms in Chicago Ridge, open Monday through Saturday, and in Palatine, open 7 days a week, even Sunday from 10 to 4. To learn more or to set up a free no-obligation in-home visit and estimate, call Gilkey at 888-3-GILKEY. That's 888-3-GILKEY. Or check them out online at gilkey.com. You can choose vinyl or you can choose fiberglass. Just be sure to choose Gilkey. All right, our last caller this morning is going to receive a HouseSmarts radio hat sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling, Chicago's premier design-build company. Kitchens, baths, additions, siding, and windows receive a $1,000 app gift card with a full kitchen remodel. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com or call 773-661-0606. The offer ends September 15th, and our caller that's going to get that hat is Bob, who's in Oak Park. Hey, Bob, you're on HouseSmarts Radio.
Yes, good morning. It's an honor talking to you.
Oh, how may I help you?
With all the rain and everything, sewer problems that backed up in our basement, I've had plumbers out and PermaSeal out, and they give two things. One is a modified overhead ejector pump suggestion, and another is a backflow preventer check valve system. And what they don't tell me which one's better. They're approximately same price. The back valve check thing has a annual fee to come out and check it, but it's not guaranteed. So I was wondering, what do you think?
Well, the overhead sewer, so meaning that they're going to run everything in your house into an ejector pit and then pump it into an overhead sewer?
Yes.
Okay. And so
versus the check valve where they stop it at the street.
Okay. So the issue there is that with the ejector pit, if you pump everything into your house on a day like today, I'm constantly mechanically forcing all the waste, you know, into the sewer system, and I don't need it because it's not raining, it's not whatever.
With a backflow preventer, your home operates as it normally would under normal conditions, and then, you know, if there's a rainstorm or whatever, the backflow preventer will stop the water from coming in. So if you're going to make me choose, I would choose the backflow preventer, which I think would be the best way to go. Thanks so much for the phone call. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Have a safe holiday weekend. Be nice to each other. Be kind. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Lindsay, thank you. Bob, Don, Fergie, thanks so much.